Hello and welcome to Daily Prayer today for June 9th, 2021. Glad that you are with me. I'm Reverend Ochart. Let's go ahead and get started. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. You created the day and the night, O God. You set the sun and the moon in their places. You set the limits of the earth. You made summer and winter. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Merciful God, we give thanks that through the gift of our baptism, you offer the forgiveness of sin and wash us clean from all evil. By the power of your Holy Spirit, renew our lives and make us worthy to enter into your eternal sanctuary. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Our readings for today are Psalm 96 and 147, verses 1 through 11, Deuteronomy 31, 30 through 32, 14, 2 Corinthians 11, 21b through 33, and Luke 19, 11 through 27. Listen for God's word to speak to you. Psalm 96. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of God's salvation from day to day. Declare God's glory among the nations, God's marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. God is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before God. Strength and beauty are in God's sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the people. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due God's name. Bring an offering and come into God's courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before God, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. The world is firmly established, it shall never be moved. God will judge the people with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the fields exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for God is coming. For God is coming to judge the earth. God will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with God's truth. Psalm 147, 1 through 11. Praise the Lord! How good it is to sing praises to our God, for God is gracious and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. God gathers the outcast of Israel. God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. God determines the number of the stars. God gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. God's understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the downtrodden. God casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. God covers the heavens with clouds, prepares rain for the earth, makes grass grow on the hills. God gives to the animals their food, and to the young ravens when they cry. God's delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor God's pleasure in the speed of a runner. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear God, in those who hope in God's steadfast love. Deuteronomy 31, verse 30 through 32, verse 14. Then Moses recited the words of this song to the very end in the hearing of the whole assembly of Israel. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. Let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drop like the rain, my speech condensed like the dew, like gentle rain on grass, like showers on new growth. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, God's work is perfect, and all God's ways are just. A faithful God without deceit, just and upright is God. Yet God's degenerate children have dealt falsely with God, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus repay the Lord, O foolish and senseless people? Is not God your Father, who created you, who made you and established you? Remember the days of old, consider the years long past. Ask your Father, and God will inform you, your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High apportioned the nations, when God divided humankind, God fixed the boundaries of the peoples according to the number of the gods. The Lord's own portion was God's people, Jacob, his allotted share. God sustained Jacob in a desert land, in a howling wilderness waste. God shielded Jacob, caring for him, guarded him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, as it spreads its wings, takes them up and bears them aloft on its pinions, the Lord alone guided him. No foreign gods was with him. God set Jacob atop the heights of the land and fed him with produce of the field. God nursed him with honey from the crags, with oil from flinty rock, curds from the herd and milk from the flock, with fat of lambs and rams, Bashan bulls and goats, together with the choicest wheat. You drank fine wine from the blood of grapes. Second Corinthians 11, verse 21b to 33. But whatever anyone dares to boast of, I am speaking as a fool, I also dare to boast of that. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I'm talking like a madman. I am a better one, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless floggings, and often near death. 5 times have I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I received a stoning. 3 times I was shipwrecked. For a night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, dangers from bandits, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger from the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers and sisters, in toil and hardship through many a sleepless night, hungry and thirsty, often without food, cold and naked, and besides other things, I am under daily pressure because of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak? And I am not weak. Who is made to stumble? And I am not indignant. If I must boast, I will boast in the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus, blessed be he forever, knows that I do not lie. In Damascus, the governor under King Aretas guarded the city of Damascus in order to seize me, but I was let out in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped from his hands. In our gospel reading from Luke 19, verse 11 through 27. As they were listening to this, Jesus went on to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. So he said, a nobleman went to a distant country to get royal power for himself and then return. He summoned 10 of his slaves and gave them 10 pounds and said to them, do business with these until I come back. But the citizens of his country hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we do not want this man to rule over us. When he returned, having received royal power, he ordered these slaves to whom he had given the money to be summoned so that he might find out what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, Lord, your pound has made 10 more pounds. He said to him, well done, good slave. Because you have been trustworthy in a very small thing, take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came, saying, Lord, your pound has made 5 pounds. And he said to him, and you rule over 5 cities. Then the other came, saying, Lord, here is your pound. I wrapped it up in a piece of cloth, for I was afraid of you, because you are a harsh man, and you take what you did not deposit, and reap what you did not sow. He said to him, I will judge you by your own words, you wicked slave. You knew, did you, that I was a harsh man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow? Why then did you not put my money into the bank? Then when I returned, I would have collected it with interest. He said to the bystanders, take the pound from him and give it to the one who has 10 pounds. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. I tell you, all those who have, more will be given, but from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. But as for these enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and slaughter them in my presence. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So, our readings for today. First of all, we have Deuteronomy, and Moses is continuing to get the people ready to go into the land and is sort of telling the story of all that God has done, comparing the living God, the God of their ancestors, the God who has released them from Egypt, to all of these other gods. Again, the purpose for all of this is to remind them that they have before them life and death. They can either choose the God, the living God of life, or death and follow these other gods. So he begins this with this reminder, first a praise of the living God, the God, the Lord, the one who has brought them out, and tells them the story of how God was with Jacob, their ancestor. This is Israel, the father of the 12 sons that would be the 12 tribes of Israel. Remember that God was with Jacob, even though he's kind of a jerk, right? But provided for him over and over in the wilderness, gave all of these things, watched over him just so. And this is, again, this is as you are going into this land, God will provide for you. Just as God provided for your ancestor, so God is going to continue to provide for you. As you have seen in your own life, as you have seen in this life of your ancestor, God will continue to provide. Then in 2 Corinthians, we have a continuation of Paul is sort of talking about himself in relation to these other who he calls super apostles, these ones who kind of are showing themselves to be, they think at least they are of better worth than Paul. They think Paul is sort of like, you know, pitiable and not someone to really listen to. And Paul is sort of defending himself to a certain extent. And so he's boasting of, you know, all of these different things. And he claims that basically for everything, he's better, right? There's all sorts of these things. So he says, you know, are they Hebrews? Yes, so am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? Yes, so am I. And then starts to talk about the things that he has done better. He has been imprisoned multiple times. He has been stoned and beaten and been attacked and had been in danger from all sorts of different things, right? All of these things. He's basically saying, I could be boasting about all these things. But in the end, I'm not going to boast in those things. In the end, I'm going to boast in my weakness. Why? So that God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, blessed be he forever, might be honored and glorified in everything. So he lists all the things that he should be boasting about, or he could be boasting about, but in the end, he only boasts in his weaknesses, that he has done these things and gotten to do these things and face these dangers for the name of Jesus Christ. He says, that is why you should listen to me, right? Or at least not discount me. Then we have from Luke a very challenging parable, one that we're familiar with, but we're far more familiar with Matthew's account of this, of talents. Jesus tells a story about a nobleman who's going to a distant country in order to gain royal power for himself. This is an element that is not in Matthew's gospel at all. This element of power. Let's start with the part where we are more familiar, right? This idea of pounds or talents, right? He gives these pounds, this amount of money, to, and the intention is to be invested, right? And used. He has 10 pounds and 5 pounds and 1 pound. When he comes back, the one who has been given those 10 pounds has put that money to work, right? And has created 10 more pounds. It's a double fold. And he says, well, great. Since you're faithful in this little bit, I'm going to give you authority over a lot of it, right? Since you brought back these 10 pounds, in addition to the 10 pounds that I invested, I'm going to give you 10 cities to oversee. To the five, he brought back 5, again, a twofold, 200% increase, and so he is given authority over 5 cities. The third one is really the one that this is all about. He comes back and he says, I didn't do anything, right? I just wrapped this up, I buried it, and I gave it back to you because I was so scared that I would lose it. I wanted to return it as it is because I knew you were harsh. I knew you were a taskmaster who would take where you did not earn, basically. That you would take all the profits from my work is kind of implicit in there. And the master says, oh, really? Is that what you think of me? Well, if that's what you really thought about me, why didn't you at least invest it and then I get, you know, put it in a bank and I'd at least get the little bit from that? But no, since you are not worthy, I'm going to take away what you even had. So there's that. There's usually the interpretation about this is around talents, and that we have gifts and abilities. And Luke, naturally, because we're kind of used to this from Luke, has a much more economic basis, right? The actual prosperity that we are given, there is this expectation that we're going to make more, right? And that's that we're going to invest and use our time, our talent, our treasure to do God's work, to do good things, to give blessings where we have been given blessings. And if we don't, if we're so afraid of what we might lose that we don't ever risk, then that's a problem. But then we have this other element here in this one where this nobleman is going away to a foreign country to get authority for himself and comes back with that authority. But the people of this land had sent a delegation to the final arbiter of this authority saying, we don't want him as leader over us. Well, he comes back with that power anyways. And so we have at the end, this nobleman is saying, now let's deal with these people who didn't want me to be a leader over them. Guess what? I am. So now I'm going to put you to death. I'm going to use that leadership and authority. It's pretty harsh, Luke's gospel, in this particular parable. And partly what's going on is he's speaking here, I believe the audience is made up of Pharisees here. And he is on his way to Jerusalem. He is going to take royal authority, not in the way that anyone is expecting, but he's going to take royal authority. And there are some who absolutely, positively do not want him to be over them. This is very much an apocalyptic sort of parable, because at the end of time, he comes back and says, who didn't want me to be their Lord? Who didn't want me to be their Savior? Well, there are repercussions for that. That's a challenging one. It really is. But that's what we have for today. So Now let us join our hearts together in prayer. Satisfy us with your love in the morning, and we will live this day in joy and praise. We praise you, God, our Creator, for your handiwork in shaping and sustaining your wondrous creation. Especially we thank you for the ministry of all the baptized. Those who provide for public safety and well-being. Those with whom we work or share common concerns. Opportunities to share good news with others. The treasure stored in every human life. People of God, for what else do we give thanks? We pray for God-given gifts. We also joined in prayer for Janine Lush of the Administrative Services Group and Catherine Lynch of the Presbyterian Investment and Loan Program. Let us pray. Gracious God, you showed us the meaning of compassion through your Son, Jesus. Help us to emulate his example as we work to become the church to our communities by demonstrating loving compassion. Amen. Now we dare to pray for others, God, our Savior, claiming your love in Jesus Christ for the whole world, committing ourselves to care for others in his name. Especially we pray for the church in Asia and the Middle East. Those who seek to save the earth from destruction. Those who work for the benefit of others. Those who cannot work today. All who proclaim your saving love. People of God, for what else do we pray? We pray for John and Jan, friends of Bill's. John is reacting to a COVID vaccine, and Jan is in and out of consciousness after a stroke, and hospice has been called in. We pray for Tom, a friend of Sandy's son, who has stage 4 lymphoma. For Joy, a neighbor of Debbie's and a former play school teacher, who is in the hospital and has been diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. We pray for Diane and David, both experiencing health issues. And we pray for Barbara, a friend of the church, who has health issues. As well as all the other prayers we have on our hearts and our minds. As you cause the sun to rise, O God, bring the light of Christ to dawn in our souls and dispel the shadows of hatred and fear. Give us grace to reflect Christ's glory and let his love show in our deeds, his peace shine in our words, and his healing in our touch. That all may give him praise, both now and forever. Amen. Now let us continue to pray using the words that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Now may the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. Thank you for joining me today for daily prayer. Join me tomorrow for some more. Like this video, share it with someone else, click on the subscription, and go to our website, johncalvinchurch.org. Our liturgy today came from the Book of Common Worship of the Presbyterian Church USA, 2018 edition. Our readings came from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible and are the daily lectionary readings for today. And our devotion came from the Mission Yearbook of the Presbyterian Church USA. Thank you for joining me. Have a very blessed day, and we'll see you next time. Bye.